The Blob is back. The last time it stuck around, it raised havoc all around the country. The Blob is a sprawling dome of warm water in the North Pacific, brought about by an even larger mountain of warm air, a high-pressure system that has kept Alaska warm and dry this fall. As of mid-October, it hadn't even froze once yet in Anchorage, which is very rare. It's only froze once in Nome, but Fairbanks is still bathed in sunshine. The sunny days and warm nights have caused the ocean temperatures to rise. That's not good news. Southeastern Alaska is a rainforest, and it's in drought right now. Plus, this area is weather central for the western United States and Canada. It's where our winter storms come from, or in this case, they don't come from. If the Blob continues to grow and remains in place, it will affect the jet stream. This cancels our winter storms, but it also sends winter northward instead of allowing it to land on the sunny beaches of California. This means, if this pattern continues, we will have an abnormally warm and dry winter in the west, while the dreaded polar vortex will bring a cold and wet winter to the east. The last time the Blob formed and kept its shape well into winter, it had its way with us for 2 years. It kicked the California drought into high gear in 2013 and kept the state dry in 2014 and 2015. Likewise, winters were miserable back east in those years. Back in 2016, it went away before the first day of winter, and the weather was relatively normal. So it's really too early to say the Blob definitely will cause a dry year in California. All anyone can say is the portents are not good for a wet year. To go any further than that, we need to read our tea leaves or consult a mystic, or just watch the TV weatherman. They know everything. We'll just have to wait and see if we're headed back to drought and misery or if the weather will get back to normal for us. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from Agnet West and Citrus Industry Magazine. Visit us on the web at www.citrusindustry.net.